Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, everyone. This is Ryan Cote with the Morning Upgrade Podcast. And today I have with me Aaron Smith. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
It's going great. Going really well. It's frigid in New Jersey at this time, which I know you can't relate to because you're in beautiful San Diego, where it's the nicest day in the world every single day, but it's freezing here.
That's too bad. It's great here. I wish you were here. I'm in shorts today.
Shorts, wow. So why don't we start off by you telling everyone what you do and then what your interests are?
Well, I work for a major college campus and I'm a facilities manager. I have a lot of outdoor interests, you know. I love the outdoors. I like hiking, trail running, and anything to get out in nature. I enjoy it. It helps clear the mind. I like to work out a lot too, and that's pretty much it.
You know, we connected because you have this, you wrote a book around personal development, and Morning Upgrade, the podcast is, and the blog, it's all about personal development and morning routines, et cetera. And so I know you have a book called Happy Thoughts, Happy Life. So I definitely, with you, you know, today, part of the conversation, I want to dive into, you know, kind of like, you know, like a summary of your teachings in there, like mindset and habits. But why don't we first start off by talking about, if you've got one, your morning routine, what does that look like?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Morning routines, I think, are really important. That's one of the things I love about the name of this podcast, the Morning Upgrade. When I wake up, I go through a little routine of just closing my eyes and thinking about things to be grateful for, you know, starting your day with some gratefulness thoughts and really make me feel good. And when you start your day feeling good, it really adds a boost to the rest of your day, you know. So I go through that. I also exercise a lot. I typically work out about an hour in the morning. I do a lot of trail runs. Like I said, I like the outdoors, you know, getting out in nature. And just being grateful for everything around me in the outdoors. I also do some like some positive statements, some I am statements, and about myself. And I can't speak enough to just starting your day with things like that.
So, like positive affirmations.
Positive affirmations, absolutely.
Or journal them, or do you have them written out, or is it more you're just thinking in your head about a set number of the same affirmations that you do every morning, or is it change?
It changes a little bit. I have a few different ones I go through, but I like to change it up. I don't have it written down. I have them in my head pretty much, and sometimes it's really depending on what my day is going to be like. So I'll change it up to make myself, you know, it really helps me feel better about the day and how am I going to approach it.
How long does your morning routine take? Is it 30 minutes, an hour, longer?
Well, when I first wake up and I go through some affirmations and some gratefulness thoughts, those things only take about 10 minutes. But, you know, like I said, when I'm working out, especially when I'm running, I can think clearly and go through some mindfulness things and just be grateful for the day.
Gratitude practice has been so huge for me. I always say, like, if someone wants to start a morning routine, but they don't want to, or they can't commit more than 10 minutes, I think just practicing gratitude alone is a game changer. I personally write it down, but you don't necessarily have to. There's been some times where I just wake up and I'll just think about what I'm grateful for. I'm not necessarily writing it down. So either or, whatever works. I think that alone is a game changer, gratitude practice.
It sure is. I really believe in it a lot. And even throughout the day, I'll think of things to be grateful for. And especially if I can tell my feelings and my mood starts to go the wrong direction, that's the best time to really use some gratefulness.
Yeah, especially I think, you know, with this year that everything that's happened, I feel like it's personal development is more important than ever, working on your mindset, you know, staying positive. Mm-hmm. I think this year has shown everyone that, you know, you need to have a rock solid mind in addition to a strong, you know, physical self as well. But the mind cannot be ignored, that's for sure. It needs to be strong.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This year is definitely a test for the mind, and you know, you can choose to go one direction or another. And really working on the positive side is the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I do a morning routine every single morning. I haven't missed it in a very long time. And I feel like it's definitely helped me a lot this year. Obviously, I need morning upgrade. I'm big into morning routines. I've seen the benefits of it this year. So can't recommend it enough. Let's talk about your book, Aaron. So what made you write it? Like what? Because that's a big, I think before we start recording, you said it took a project in the works for about 2 years. So obviously it wasn't an easy task. But what made you want to write a book? What was the motivation there?
Well, I wasn't generally a happy person before, and I wouldn't say I was depressed or anything, but I wasn't getting the most out of life. And I started reading and studying other different books, and learning how to work on myself. And I sort of took some things from different books, and I added little things for myself. And you know, I came up with a good plan, and just constantly worked on myself and got better and really improved my life. I've had great results with it. So I just felt the need to share it. I spent 2 years writing the book. It's a small book too, and doesn't take much to read, but I think it hits on all the key points that really can be useful in life, and changing yourself.
And I'm sure your process has probably changed over the last couple of years. So you were probably refining your approach to, you know, a happy life throughout the whole process of writing the book, if I had to guess.
Yeah, that's true. I constantly worked on different techniques and just focused on the ones that worked the most. And yeah, it's a process. And that's what I felt like writing about.
So given the topic of your book, I have to ask this question. I often like to ask, because everyone's approach to happiness is a little bit different. Their definition of happiness, what makes them happy, whether they choose to be happy or how they get happiness. What's your definition and approach to happiness?
Well, to me, happiness is really about your feelings in the moment all the time. And when you can work on your thoughts that really control your feelings, those feelings can really affect your overall happiness. And to me, happiness affects everything you do in life, whether it's your work, whether it's your family life, everything. Everything can be improved by just improving your happiness. And that starts with working on your thoughts, which ultimately affect your feelings. And if you constantly have good feelings throughout your day, everything in life is easier and everything is better. You just become a happier person. That's really the key to me.
So let's give some concrete examples to those listening. I also like to talk about habits. So maybe we frame the answer around habits for developing that positive mindset, the positive thinking. Do you have any habits or any tips you can share on, you know, what you teach in the book and what you've found to work best for you?
Yes, absolutely. It becomes easier over time, but at the beginning, it's really about paying attention to your thoughts and pay attention to your feelings. So basically, when you start feeling a certain way and you start feeling a little bit down, because a thought may be that you have built throughout your life, so you have certain reactions to certain things. Maybe it's the way somebody drives or something, and you built this habit of negative thinking around certain things. Well, you have to change that. And it's really, you have to make a conscious effort to control your subconscious. To me, like, your subconscious controls all these thoughts unless you're consciously changing them or consciously working on them. Then your subconscious is just controlling your life, and if you don't work on those thoughts and those feelings, it'll just take you wherever you programmed it to begin with. So it's really about reprogramming your thoughts and reactions to different things in life. And it's about trying to change things in a positive way. So a negative thought that you would normally have about something, you have to change it to a positive thought. And gratefulness goes a long way with that. Think about things to be grateful for. Well, do I really have to get angry about somebody cutting me off? No, I'm grateful for the ability to drive my car. get to work every day and have a healthy life. So things like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of something I heard on a podcast once where they were talking about how you can't necessarily prevent bad things from happening, but you can choose how you react to that bad thing. And obviously there's different degrees of bad things. And this is obviously, some things are easier than others to apply this to, but you know, you can choose how you react to the situation. And that's something that no one can take from you. You have that in full control. In the book, Man's Search for Meaning, that's the big message behind that book is, you know, choosing how you react to things, even if things aren't going well for you. Is that kind of what you're thinking there?
Yeah, exactly. And once you start making habit changes, you know, around thoughts and choosing more positive ways to react, your overall happiness changes. And, you know, it's just a matter of working on it from whether it's moment to moment, day to day, you know, constantly working on it. Then once you start changing your thought habits, it all becomes easier, it becomes more natural. Your subconscious has been reprogrammed, basically, and life is better.
I can agree to that. You know, with the gratitude practice that I do, not that I don't get into bad moods, but if something, you know, negative happens, I do feel the emotion, but it definitely subsides much quicker than it used to. And I really do 100% attribute that to, you know, the gratitude practice and, you know, the affirmations and all that. Is there anything besides those two things? So you mentioned affirmations, you mentioned positive thinking, but you also mentioned kind of training your brain when it goes to a negative thought, bringing it back. Is there anything else like meditation that you do that will help everyone listening?
Meditation really helps clear the mind, and being able to clear the mind really helps you control your thoughts better. So when you're controlling your thoughts, obviously you can build a more positive mindset. So meditation, I do believe in it. I think it's really useful. I use it.
Yeah, I'm a huge meditation fan. I've actually started meditating. This might sound a little bit crazy, but I'm meditating on my back, like laying down on my back with my knees bent. Okay. And then my arms out to my side, kind of like I'm flying a little bit. So you picture on your back, knees bent with your arms out, like a much more open stance. First of all, it feels nice to kind of lay down, but then having your arms out where your body, your posture is very open. I've only been doing it for about a week, but I think I'm going to make it a permanent part of my meditation routine because it just, the experience of meditation, it feels different when you're in that position. For me, at least.
Huh. Interesting. I'll try that one. I know most important to be as comfortable as possible, and that sounds like a comfortable position for you. So give it a shot.
So Aaron, I've got one last question for you, and then we'll wrap up by you telling everyone how they can learn more about you and definitely the book that you read, which, you know, like I said before, mindset, happy, positive thinking, definitely can't recommend that more. So, but my last question for you is, what does the perfect day look like for you?
To me, the perfect day, you know, you start out with gratefulness, the same morning routine you already talked about, and then working out, trail running, going on a trail run with my wife. We love it. We have so much fun. And just being out in nature, you know, that or hiking with my entire family. That lends to a perfect day. I love being out in nature, you know, being grateful for everything that is out there for us. And really, that's it.
Well, if that's your perfect day, stay away from New Jersey because you would be doing that today unless you had some sort of like parka on or some like heavy duty jacket and pants.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a perfect day, but I'm grateful to be here in San Diego and be able to be outdoors as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really enjoyed speaking with you, Aaron. If anyone wants to learn more about you or grab your book, what's the best website that they should go to?
Happy Thoughts, Happy Life, thebook.com. That's my site. I have a blog there. My book's on Amazon. I just put in at Goodreads for a free book program. I'm going to give away 100 copies of it. So check that out too.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll link that up in your show notes. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate your time. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.